Company, Dakota Country, KOKK Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Teener baseball last night here on 13-14s on the road at Mitchell. Mitchell picked up a pair of wins, both going five innings. Game one, Mitchell defeated Huron 12-1. Game two, Mitchell 12, Huron 3. Mitchell scored runs late in both games to break them open. Schedule for today, Legion baseball, final games of the regular season for Huron Post 7. They host Renner in a doubleheader this afternoon at Memorial starting at 12 noon. Huron trying to hang on to that final spot in the playoffs. Renner is seeded number 2 heading into this final weekend of the regular season. Regular season officially ends on Monday, after which the playoff pairings will be announced. Teener baseball, the Huron 16s are headed to Brookings. Looks like a triangular. They will play Brookings and also Fargo, North Dakota. Tomorrow, the Huron Teeners, Watertown is at the Huron 16s, and Huron 13-14s are hosting Aberdeen. Tomorrow in amateur baseball, Wessington Springs is at Burke. Amateur baseball teams will be wrapping up their regular season in this coming week before districts begin. Some other announcements to pass along for Huron Tiger athletes. The sports kickoff meeting for the upcoming school year will be this Wednesday. That's July 31st at the High School Commons and Auditorium. Begins at 5 o'clock for sign-ups for any middle school and high school athletes that need to do so. A general meeting for all fall coaches, athletes, and parents will begin at 6 o'clock in the high school auditorium, and after the general meeting, they will break off into individual sports for coaches meetings for the athletes and parents at about 6:15. All high school athletes and parents are encouraged to attend the general meeting. And sixth grade athletes that will be participating in boys golf, cross country, or girls tennis should attend as well. Again, that is all coming up on Wednesday. Also, for Huron athletes, impact testing for the concussion baseline will begin into next week, Thursday, August 1st, 9:30 till 12:30, Friday, August 2nd, 8 till 10 a.m., Monday, August 5th, 11 till 12:30, and Tuesday, August 6th, 9:30 till 11:30, all at the high school. Now, Thursday, August 1st, a priority will be for competitive cheer and dance, girls, tennis, and soccer. All athletes must take the testing every 2 years. If there's been a concussion in the past school year, an athlete should take the test again to establish a new baseline. Middle school athletes in football, soccer, and cheer and dance also need to take the impact test for the concussion baseline. Announcement for all area athletes, anyone in need of an athletic physical for the upcoming school year, there are several options here in Huron. Huron Clinic, call for an appointment, 605-352-8691. Free physicals for at Carr Chiropractic and Schroeder Chiropractic, appointment only. Carr Chiropractic, call 605-352-5264. Schroeder, call 605-352-4297. New Life Clinic, call for an appointment, 605-352-2117. Parent must be present and bring an insurance card. And the HRMC Physicians Clinic will offer free sports physicals 2 more days coming up next week, Tuesday, July 23rd, 1 till 4:30, Thursday, July 25th, 8:30 till noon. There's available by appointment. Contact the Physicians Clinic, 605-353-7660, for all the information. Twins baseball finally returns. The All-Star break ends effective today. Twins have a 2-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers tonight, 5:30 pregame, 6:10 first pitch. Tomorrow, we'll join the broadcast right before first pitch at 12 noon, right after the church service. Tomorrow's game was pushed up by an hour, And that's so your schedule, your pocket schedule, may show 1:10 for a start time, but that was pushed up an hour for national television or national streaming, basically. And that will begin at about 12:10 tomorrow, Twins and Brewers here on KOKK. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk Huron Legion Baseball with head coach Jason Babel. As I said earlier, they are closing out the regular season today, trying to hang on to a playoff spot. We'll hear from the new head women's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota, Carrie Amy. She was in Huron a couple of months ago and talked to her about her expectations taking over the program. And we'll have more on the Minnesota Twins. Of course, they haven't played since last Sunday, but some notes on the draft, on the All-Star game, Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, and more. And that's our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Back on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talked with the head coach here on Post 7, American Legion Baseball, Jason Babel. The Post 7 in all of Class A Legion Baseball is in the final weekend of the season with playoffs to begin next week. I've been busy here for Post 7 in a huge tournament over in the Twin Cities last weekend, then a doubleheader Wednesday and another doubleheader coming up today. And coach, first off, we're here at the end of the season. Before we go specifics, just kind of overview here. I know the season seems to go fast, but on the other hand, for most of these kids, you did have a few changes between spring ball and Legion. For the most part, it's just been one long extended season. Spring ball got over and you just jumped right into the Legion season.
Yeah, we certainly did. We didn't have much rest in between, which I was I'm okay with. More repetition for the guys, and it just turns out to be a better outcome. The more baseball you see, the better we turn out. So,
you know, on this past Wednesday, doubleheader with Sioux Falls West, was hoping for a sweep. He came oh so close. You did get the split out of it, but you know, while the old cliche goes, every game counts. At the end of the season, you know a little better where you need to be, and so maybe that first loss on Wednesday kind of hurt.
Yeah, it absolutely did. You know, we both games they pitched really well. Jack Peterson, Lane Wenzel. They both did really, really good for us. We just, you know, a few mishaps in the field, and that's the way it goes sometimes in baseball. You show up, make every play, you know, knock down the errors, and get up there and play some baseball. So.
And I've seen that a little bit too. You know, just the ability to win those close games, sometimes it just takes that extra play. Go back to last weekend, Gopher Classic in the Twin Cities. You went 0-5, but you lost two games by one run, one game by two runs. And, you know, it's the little things that end up being big things sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. We went up there, and those couple of games you talked about, we really fought hard, and we're able to grind some things out. We showed a lot of grit and toughness in a few of them games. And then obviously weather rained us out for a potential win there. But yeah, those few couple games, man, we played really well. And everybody played as a team, started hitting the ball really well. And that's what it took. I mean, I think we learned a lot of ourselves out there. And that's kind of like that's why I like going to a tournament like that. You're able to see some things, learn some things from other teams, and have a little fun in the process. So.
And just let's talk about that Gopher Classic. Been there a couple of years now, and maybe the biggest Legion baseball tournament in the country. It's at sites all over the metro. I know you played in Hopkins, Minnesota, one of the suburbs, and played mainly Minnesota teams. I know you had a Omaha team in there as well. And but they're playing baseball all over the metroplex, and like you said, it's just fun. You're seeing different teams, and also maybe seeing how you line up as far as competitive wise and competitively, you did do well.
Yeah, I think that's a tournament we always like to show up in and work hard at. And there's, you said exactly right, there's a lot of teams there, a lot of different faces, and it's just fun to see how we would compete against those teams that play really well, play really good baseball throughout the season there. And it's always a good tournament for us. I do enjoy it.
And also, it's a little bit of a task for you. You got to really manage that pitching staff.
Yes, absolutely. We did a lot of staffing. My coaches and I we worked tirelessly on trying to make the right move and picking kids in the right spots to be able to make a run in that tournament. Obviously, you hope that you make it deep into the tournament. We do have the arms. We just have to figure out how to utilize them in the right position.
And then, of course, here, as I mentioned before, we were in the last week of the season, had the doubleheader split with Sioux Falls West on Wednesday. Now Renner, who's seeded number two in Class A, to wrap up the regular season here on Saturday. And, well, let's just kind of get to those PowerPoints right now. Coming into the week, Post 7 had the last spot go in. The bottom three teams don't get to play the postseason. And the way I'm reading it, basically there's four teams for those last three spots.
Yep. It's going to be these games Saturday are going to be huge for us. Going into it, unfortunately, the season hasn't really panned out for us as far as where we want to be. But we've shown a lot of good things throughout the year. A lot of, like I said before, toughness. We're mentally stable up at the plate now. We're working hard in there, and this is the perfect time to start doing that. So. Hopefully you guys can come out Saturday, start off where we left off, and hopefully scratch a win or two.
We mentioned the offense, and it seemed like, that was a little bit to get that going. We did see some good signs last week, and I got to bring up Colton Ogle hitting a grand slam there in the Twin Cities. That's something that kid's going to remember forever.
Yeah, that was a big moment for Colton and his family. He's been working really hard at trying to fix his swing and trying to stay positive up there in the box. We've been working a lot on his swing, and it just goes to show patience and hard work does pay off, and it came at a good moment. He's a senior. This will be his last year, so he'll remember that for a long time.
Just talking about the offense, I know last time we visited, Bubba Peterson's kind of been the guy that's paced you there on offense, but there's been a lot of other contributors as well. I think on Tuesday or on Wednesday, that second game, you had four or five guys that had a couple of hits apiece, and, it's good to see the offense coming alive in that respect.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys just kind of step into that role and be those big hitters in big moments, and, again, this is gonna play big for us this weekend. Guys are starting to get their batting averages built up and having more confidence at the plate, which is really gonna help us in the long run.
And you mentioned the pitching. You went with Jack Peterson and Lane Wenzel basically on Wednesday. I know Bubba Peterson finished up the win, but you've been able to throw a lot of guys, and I guess just as compact as the Legion baseball season is, you do need a lot of arms.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitching is key in this thing, and then obviously how you staff things and how you move them about in the game. We've had a lot of guys this year that have put together some great innings for us, and we'd really appreciate all the hard work they put in and, stepping up in a spot where it might be a difficult situation, but they go up there with confidence and, they hit the zone and we make plays behind them. So it's fun to watch when that all works.
Again, talking with Jason Babel. He is the head coach here on Post 7 Legion Baseball, wrapping up the regular season here with Renner coming in here on Saturday. And Coach, and I mentioned this is the final week of the regular season. Officially, the regular season ends this coming Monday, and then you'll find out how things shake out. Right now, you're hoping for the best, but you do feel you can control it yourself, but pretty important to get a win on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's where the standings shake out on Monday, and we just got to go in with the mindset that we're going to give them a run. We're going to run here and scratch a win or two and just have some confidence and most of all play with some fun and see what happens from there.
Jason Babel, head coach here on Post 7 Legion Baseball, as they close out the regular season at home today with a Renner coming to town. I believe a doubleheader starting at 12 noon at Memorial. Up next, talk some Coyote women's basketball on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We return with Dakota Sports Saturday. We're talking to the new head women's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota, Carrie Amy, taking over, getting set for her first season in Vermilion. And Coach, before we get to the Coyotes, let's just talk about the last maybe 13 months from Kearney, Nebraska to Moscow, Idaho, now Vermilion, South Dakota. Do you feel like you've been, not sure if you've been coming or going here?
A little bit. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind. I think what was helpful for me is I had an 8-year stint at University of Nebraska Kearney, so lots of continuity there, and really grew some roots there, and I feel like that league, that conference, made me a much better coach. The MIAA is probably one of the best Division II conferences in the country, so had a great experience there, and then yes, like you said, took the job out at the University of Idaho, and same time really as this, just a year ago, and went out there not planning to be out there only a year, but this opportunity came and I couldn't pass it up. So we lived in our house I think for about 9 months out there, and now we've got it back on the market, and we're staying in Vermilion, but haven't bought a house yet, but yeah, it's been a little bit crazy, but also this was the right move, and we're super happy to be in Vermilion.
And really, the timing, I assume, wasn't the best just because of, when Coach Karius left, it was a little later in the cycle, so to speak. So I'm sure you just feel like you're running in place sometimes. There's so much to do.
Yeah, anytime you take a job in May, it feels late. So the timing, and honestly, the timing, I'm not sure I've ever taken a job where I felt like the timing was perfect, but, it's just really, it's a busy time of year. I was fortunate to be able to meet at least with our team, right away when I took the job, but, just feeling like, trying to get ready for them to get back so that we can do workouts. We've got team camp and individual camps coming up. It's a really busy time for recruiting. Wanted to get a staff put together. So yeah, there's plenty of things on the to-do list. And like I said, timing maybe not perfect, but you know, we feel like since we just did this a year ago, it's a little bit more familiar than it would be if we hadn't gone through what we did at the University of Idaho.
And when you took the job, boy, hit the ground running, the first things first, and I almost feel like this is unheard of in the era of a transfer portal. A majority of the returning players did commit to come back. In fact, I just love that on Twitter. I don't call it X. Just love it on Twitter, all these girls posting, I'm back.
Yeah, you know, that was huge for us. You know, sometimes when you have coaching transitions, you know, kids will hop into the portal and you find yourself with half a team, you know. And so it was really important for us to be able to retain as many of those players as possible. And, you know, I think those players reached out to a lot of people that I had either coached or who knew me, and I think that was really helpful for them to be able to at least have somebody to give them feedback about, you know, who I was and how I would be as a coach for them. And also too, I think, you know, they're kids who have had great experiences at USD. And they love their school, they love their teammates, and you know, they wanted to be there, you know, they wanted to be here. And so you know, it's that was really, really important for us to be able to retain, you know, most of our roster.
You know, and I don't want to spotlight one player, but I will anyway. Grace Larkins, that just had to be key. She's the one player with a connection back to the Sweet 16, was a key player off the bench at that time, and I'm sure you're well aware of Grace Larkins before you got the job in Vermilion.
Yeah, actually, going back to Grace, in high school, she actually played with a player, Shiloh McCool, who I coached at Kearney for 5 years. So they were high school teammates, and so there was a connection there. So I'm very familiar with Grace. Grace is a great player. She's a really, really good basketball player. And the other reason it was really important for us to keep Grace is she's also a team leader, and she's you know, she's a great leader, and she takes a lot of pride in you know, being a great teammate. And so you know, she's part of that core of this team. And so that one was really, really important for us to keep, and I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to coach her, even if it's just for a year. I think, you know, she's a special player, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, not only that, as I said, you got a majority of the girls back, and plus you had some players that had committed to you in Idaho that, hey, they're coming to Vermilion now.
For sure, yeah, that was really important too, because they were, you know, both Carly Juzak and Ruthie Goldo are, you know, players who positionally, right, were areas that we needed some more depth. And, you know, they're just the right fit. Sometimes that happens where you recruit we recruited them to Idaho with them having them in mind as the right fit. And then, you know, come here and there's still a need positionally for them. And they're, you know, great kids, and they're going to fit really well with the team that's currently here. So from a chemistry standpoint, it worked as well. And I think that's as important, you know, is obviously the right position, the right talent, but also making sure that they fit with the group that's already here.
You know, talking with Carrie Amy, she's the new head women's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota, made an appearance in Huron. And, you know, that's something that, I mean, I have a connection to the USD athletic department. Everybody knows that. And it sounds like almost USD is really starting to concentrate on, we need to connect with South Dakota. That means trips to Huron, trips to Rapid City, as well as some of the more local, larger towns.
For sure. You know, there's USD fans all over the state, you know, and it's really important for us to connect with them. For me as a coach to know where those fans are and give them an opportunity to know us and know who we are. You know, and John's done a phenomenal job of really making that, you know, an important emphasis. Let's get out. Let's connect. Let's, you know, make sure that we're giving some love to USD fans all over the state.
Now, you mentioned your 8 years at Kearney, so that means while you haven't coached in South Dakota before, You're still well aware of the talent here. I heard the story about you actually recruited Don Plitzelwhite's daughter pretty hard. So from that standpoint, you do have familiarity with South Dakota.
Yeah, we're very familiar with South Dakota. In fact, we recruited, you know, the whole state when we were at Nebraska-Kearney. In fact, we had a couple of our players were from Rapid City. Mm-hmm. So we went all the way to the western side of the state. And like you said, we recruited, you know, Don Plitzelwhite's daughter really, really hard. And you know, we had a student athlete from Brandon, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been all over the state. We have really, really good connections with high school coaches and club coaches throughout the state. And, you know, there's really good basketball in South Dakota. And in some ways, you've been so much more progressive in the women's game than a lot of states throughout the country. In just, you know, using a shot clock well before everyone else, or, you know, well before a lot of states. You know, and I think allowing, you know, middle school players to have some high school experience when they're ready for that, you know, just things like that that, you know, South Dakota basketball players tend to have better IQ, better skill levels. So, yeah, we've always enjoyed recruiting South Dakota players wherever we're at.
Now, we're getting towards the end, and you knew it had to come up at some time, transfer portal, NIL. Even when you started, you played at Hastings, it's a whole different landscape now than what it was then.
Yeah, you know, the transfer portal, you know, it's here, and it's not going anywhere. And so I think as coaches, we've kind of had to, you know, think about it that way. You know, it's part of the reality of college basketball. College basketball has become a little bit more nomadic, but I think also as a coach, you have to kind of really sit down and ask yourself, you know, what do you feel about it, and how are you going to utilize that in your program? And so for us, you know, it's one of those things where we don't necessarily want to build our program from the transfer portal. I think it's really, really hard to develop any kind of culture or chemistry when you're going entirely transfer portal. You know, the teams that I've built in the past that have been really successful, we've done that with primarily high school players, you know, and we build our core from there. Players who are going to take pride in being a Coyote, you know, and who are going to want to play out their entire career there. At the same time, we know that the transfer portal is a reality, and there's going to, you know, at times maybe be a player or two that go in, and you also have the opportunity to get a player or two out of the portal. And so sometimes that's necessary. You might have season-ending injuries or career-ending injuries, or you might have somebody that jumped in the portal, so you might need more depth at a position. So we'll utilize the transfer portal, but we're also going to make sure that we build the program the way that we want to build it, and that's, you know, first and foremost with high school players.
Okay, well, just wrap it up with this. This must be a great time to be involved in women's athletics, volleyball, women's basketball. I don't know if you could have had a better last 365 days between those two sports. And, boy, you just want to keep building on that momentum.
For sure. I've said this a lot the last few weeks, but, you know, I feel like South Dakota, you know, University of South Dakota in particular, has really been ahead of the game in supporting women's athletics. And they've kind of been in on that secret and known about that for a lot longer than the rest of the country. And you're right, though, it's been an incredible year for women's sports. You know, volleyball had massive crowds, you know, and obviously women's basketball, you know, also had record-breaking crowds all over the country. So, you know, the entire country is starting to recognize that women's sports are worth being followed and supported and watched. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of seeing where it goes, because I think, you know, there's still so much more growth opportunity. And so it's going to be exciting moving forward.
Carrie Amy, she's the new head women's basketball coach at the University of South Dakota. She was in Huron a couple of months ago just doing a meet and greet at different sites around the state. Had a chance to visit with her, and of course she's getting set for her first season now as head coach of the Coyotes. We'll talk some Twins baseball to wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday next on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.